Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Coming up in March, Motor City comes to Charm City. Motown, the musical, is based on the life of Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, who introduced such iconic talents as Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, and Michael Jackson. This afternoon, my guest is Jaron Muse, who plays the role of the great Marvin Gaye. He joins me on the phone from Laurel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and how is everyone doing in Baltimore?
Baltimore's doing great. We're looking forward to Motown the Musical coming on down the road in March. The profound effect that Motown has had on race relations in the United States seems to me to be central to the story of Berry Gordy and Motown. Is that taken up? I haven't had a chance to see this show. Is that taken up in the musical?
Yes, it definitely. They definitely deal with the race relations that were happening back in the time Motown was being created, because that was one of the things Mr. Gordy did. He brought different races together through the music.
Absolutely. Now, you play Marvin Gaye, an amazing talent. For you as an actor, what makes him tick? What is the thing that you think is so special about him that you need to tap into as you do a portrayal?
Oh, Marvin was just so many things. He was very real. He was so passionate about his music and about getting his message across through his music, and that is definitely something that I like to tap into. They don't elaborate on his story as much as I wish they would in our show, because the show is about everyone involved in Motown, not just Marvin Gaye, but that is one thing that he was so very, very passionate about, getting his message out to people and why his music was important.
And of course, Marvin Gaye very active as a social, in social justice issues. Do you get to play that part of the side of Marvin Gaye in this particular piece?
Yes, that part definitely comes out. You will see some of that in Act Two.
Of course, it seems to me a particular challenge for an actor in that when you sing a Marvin Gaye song, do you have to sort of suppress your own artistic inclinations because you're really wanting to do a portrayal or an imitation, if you will, of Mr. Gaye singing the songs? Is that complicated when you sing a Marvin Gaye song as Marvin Gaye?
That is definitely complicated because people are coming to hear exactly what they heard on those albums. I feel like that's never really going to happen again because Marvin was such a genius and was such an amazing talent. I don't ever want to try to sound just like him, but I think that's why we were cast, is because we all sound like the people that were playing.
Well, we look forward to seeing the show when it comes to town in March. Thanks so much for your time and happy
holidays. Thank you very much. Same to you.
Jaron Muse plays the role of Marvin Gaye in Motown, the musical. It's coming to the Hippodrome Theater March 8th through 13th. And coming up at the Hippodrome this weekend, the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Performances are tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night. And the Phantom of the Opera returns to Baltimore at the end of January. Check out our website, wypr.org/inthebromo, for a link to more information about these and all the great shows this season at the Hippodrome. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Happy holidays. Have a great weekend.